It's 88.5 KCSN, and we welcome back longtime friend of KCSN, ZZ Ward. Welcome.
Thank you.
We were discussing the third time maybe will be a charm, we'll see, as far as making this interview comfortable for you, but we'll the new album, The Storm.
Yeah.
Give me and our audience, when did you start working on it? And what was your sense of, you know, where you were headed with the record? And then we're going to talk about all the stuff that happened in between our last visit.
Yeah, I started working on The Storm about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I had basically made an entire album that was going to be my second album. And I put an EP out called Love and War. I went on the road and I started to feel like I hadn't done everything I wanted to do. So I kind of made a really hard decision to kind of go back and start from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah. So about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I started working on The Storm. I found a lot of inspiration through a lot of my past relationships, a lot of broken hearts and things that just left me feeling unsatisfied and, you know, situations that I didn't want to face at that time. So this album was kind of cleaning out my closet for me, facing my demons. And I titled it The Storm because I kind of figured out who I was through how I weathered that storm.
It takes a certain amount of individualism to say, all right, I don't care if this certain thing isn't a formula. I'm going to make it this way. And I think I get a sense in what I've read about The Storm is that you really wanted to literally say, this is what I think and feel, and I don't care what's in what I'm supposed to do or what genre it fits in.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I think for me, and I hope that this inspires other people, because ultimately, like, I hope I leave my music in this world, and I hope it changes people's lives. That would be my ultimate goal, is that I can only be me, and if I try to be something else or I try to sound like something else, it doesn't represent who I am. And I'm better at being me, and that might be different, and I don't know sometimes what genre that fits in, or, you know, I was always that weird little girl wearing a fedora, and it was like, why are you wearing a fedora? And I was like, because I listened to, you know, Muddy Waters. Well, that doesn't make any sense, but it's who I am. And I think that's what's so awesome about music, is that, you know, there are people who just, they put their heart and soul into it, and that's what it's about. It's not about the big machine and the big game. It's about making music that feels good, you know? This first song we're going to play is a song off my new album, The Storm. It comes out June 30th. It's a song called Help Me Mama.
Help me, mama. house is smoking. Can't breathe, the window's broken. Baby, if you burn, you better sleep with one eye open. Singing, help me, mama, mama, mama. Help me, mama, help me, mama. Help me, mama, mama, mama. Help me, mama, help me, mama. Help me, mama, mama, mama. Help me, mama, help me, mama. Help me, mama, mama, mama. Help me, mama, help me, mama. Help me, mama, mama, mama. Help me, mama, help me, mama. Help me, mama, mama, mama. Help me, mama, help me, mama. Help me, mama, mama, mama. Help me, mama.
You're mining territory that typically someone in their teens don't always follow. They're not saying, I'm going to dig into traditional blues. I want to know the real deal.
Yeah.
And you did. Why don't you tell the audience, I think we've talked about this before, but remind the audience how you started digging in and charting your way into your love of the blues.
Well, when I moved to Oregon from Pennsylvania when I was 8, my parents started getting in the blues. So my dad was listening to Big Mama Thornton and Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson and Son House. And they were just really getting into this as this discovery period of the blues. And, you know, so that really was a big part of my young life. And so I was listening to that, and then I started discovering hip hop at the same time. But I really, for me, like, blues was always in the background, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, whatever it is. So
isn't it for everyone?
Yeah, right. So that felt very comfortable to me when I was 12. Like, I started singing a couple songs here and there in my dad's blues band. And I think that, you know, you see a young girl doing the blues, it's like, if people are like, oh, that's not what you should be doing. You should be, you know, doing Britney Spears or something like this. It's like, it takes people a second to kind of figure it out. And for me, it was just like, that's just all I can be. That's what I feel. And that's what I love about music. So, and then in writing, it's like trying to kind of stay true to your influences and what you like about music.
Did you find people in your own age group that shared at least, you know, an interest in the blues, or were you pretty much for a while on an island just following this course by yourself?
I think that there weren't a lot of people that liked the blues with, like, a lot of people my age that liked the blues with me. I remember there was this singing contest, and when I must have been 16 or something, and I sang Otis Redding, I've Been Loving You Too Long, and then this girl sang Christina Aguilera, and she won, and I lost, because everyone was like, why is this girl singing Otis Redding, you know? But it was like, that was what was me, you know? That's just what made sense for me, so I don't know that, like, people my age were really into that, but, you love what you love. This is a new song called The Deep. I don't wanna let you in, but I don't wanna let this thing in. Dirty karma never wins, but here we are back at it again. When the lights go out, when we're all alone, won't you take me down with your touch of gold? Dreaming while I'm wide awake, don't know how much I can take, but I need it, can't leave it, 'cause you're making me breathe in the deep. Whoa, the deep. Whoa, the deep. Whoa, the deep end. Every night I give you up, but every time I swear it's too much. I ain't trying to say it's done, 'cause getting some is better than none. Help me, I'm drowning, I can't stop, I'm going under. Come be the air in my lungs when the lights go out, when we're all alone. Won't you take me down with your touch of gold? Dreaming while I'm wide awake, don't know how much I can take, but I need it, can't leave it, 'cause you make me breathe in the deep.
whoa, the deep, whoa, the deep, whoa, the deep end, the deep, whoa, the deep, whoa, the deep, whoa, the deep end.
Where did you start to find the other musicians that shared your vision and were working with you?
I think that, you know, it's like finding the right people to collaborate with, like some of the producers that I work with. You know, I think you have to find people that make you feel comfortable being you and make you feel okay standing up and being like, wait, I wouldn't do this. Let's try this. Because there's a lot of, you know, there can be a lot of people out there with a lot of opinions. And you really have to know what you want and really stay strong to that the whole process. And I've been very fortunate to meet people in, you know, my producers from my band to, you know, collaborators that I've worked with that really are on the same page. I mean, I did a, you know, I have the title track for Cars 3 coming out, and Gary Clark Jr.'s on that. And so when those things come together, it's really, it's a great feeling.
You're going to be doing a show, a couple of shows in the coming month. One that KCSN is going to get involved with and welcome all our listeners to make sure they attend. Well, actually, both of them. The Roxy, where you're probably going to be showcasing a lot of the new material, much of which will be the first time the listeners hear it.
Yeah, June 9th at the Roxy. I wanted to, so I'm doing a 10-city tour, and that's the LA date for that. I wanted to really play some intimate venues and just kind of reintroduce people to me and to the album in a very intimate setting. So that was kind of the idea behind this. You know, these songs are very, there's a lot of vulnerability on this record. And I, you know, I think that's what I can share with people. So that's how I kind of wanted to put it together.
And there are a couple other big shows that, that you're going to be part of too. One here in the LA area. It's a lot bigger, in case you don't know, than the Roxy.
It is bigger.
The Arroyo Seco show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone told you, but that's a little bigger than the Roxy.
It is a little bit bigger. And, you know, festivals are always, I like the variety between, like, club shows and festivals. That's what you have to be okay with all these changes being an artist. That's how it goes, you know, which works out well for me because, you know, I grew up singing in front of, like, I'll sing in front of these people, sing in front of this group, just try it. And it was like getting out of my comfort zone and just singing in front of people. That kind of works to my advantage now as an adult because it's like any crowd, outside, inside, whatever's going on, there could be distractions. And it's like, I like the challenge. This is a song from my first album, Till the Casket Drops. It's a song called If I Could Be Her. She's
about you in my caves. I give you what you deserve. We could get lost, get the lines crossed, run you like a fever. Whoa, 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 whoa. Turn the lights off, cause I'm all yours. How about you in my caves? I give you what you deserve. We could get lost, get the lines crossed, run you like a fever. Whoa, whoa.
We always love having ZZ Ward music, and we always love having you in here, and we're excited about the new record, The Storm, the show at the Roxy,
yes.
June 9th, Arroyo Seco, everyone's aware, you're playing on 625. We're going to continue Help Me Mama, you're hearing it all the time on KCSN,
yeah,
and you'll continue
to
hear more from the album The Storm. And we look forward to visit number 4.
Yes, me too.
And,
thanks for
and
having
the sooner
me
the later. We're glad that over the last couple of years that you really had a chance to make the record you wanted to make.
Thank you.
And we're glad to share it with our audience. It's ZZ Ward live on 88.5 KCSN.